What's going on, guys? Today is Sunday, August 14th, 2022. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Hope you're enjoying this nice breeze. It's not too bad over here in Jersey, about 82. But before I start the show, I want to give a quick thank you to TikTok. TikTok, if you guys don't know, I have an account on TikTok. I posted a video about the Mexican cartel and their threats to people on the streets after 10 p.m. They actually put a curfew out around Tijuana and the surrounding cities. This was on, I believe it was Thursday into Friday, around that time. I posted the video. TikTok took it down, saying it was against their guidelines. And I appealed it, and they returned the video and said they apologized. So I'm grateful for that. Thank you, TikTok, for listening to my appeal and understanding that, you know, it was news. I have another news video that's been taken down about Alec Baldwin. I'm doing the same process with them, and hopefully that video will be back shortly. Yeah, that's a good one. Check that one out, too. It's about the FBI and their investigation into Alec. I think you'll enjoy it. Again, all these TikTok videos are short. They're under 3 minutes, and I think this is where I want to be. I want to keep it, you know, I'm trying to give you a mix of short videos, of long videos, of podcasts, to really get, you know, whatever you're into, whatever you're interested in, whatever you have time for, you could hop around and see what you like. And, of course, my website, cjbronsonshow.com, will eventually, I want to have everything going to this site where you can click on. But until now, I don't have that. The podcasts are on cjbronsonshow.com. And, of course, you can get those wherever you get your podcasts. Videos on YouTube, videos are on Rumble and TikTok. But today's episode is about New York, and I don't want to talk about New York. I tried not to talk about New York, but it's like, here's a state that just seems to keep bashing its head against the wall when it comes to crime. They just can't understand what to do to fix the crime issue, or maybe they're just blinded by it. Maybe they just give up, and they choose not to do a damn thing about it. Remember before, a couple episodes ago, I spoke about, I believe it was episode 110, I may be wrong, about the cold French fry story, about the woman who went to get fries and ended up being a murder. And this is just one example. There are many other cases in New York where people are getting robbed and stabbed, and I report on them periodically. This story is heartbreaking to me. It's very emotional, because the mother, the woman is in front of the camera crying about the loss of her husband, the father of her four young kids. So let's jump into the story, and then I'll break it down as I go along, give you my thoughts on it, and we'll see what the city's plan is to hopefully resolve these crimes and, you know, put a stop to them, and you know, we can move forward from there if there is a plan. But the article is, weeping widow of slain cabbie demands that Mayor Adams and the NYPD bring the assailants to justice. The widow of a slain city taxi driver fought through tears today as she called on Mayor Eric Adams and the NYPD to bring to justice the five robbery suspects who fatally beat her husband in Queens, guys. I need justice for my husband, because he doesn't deserve to die this way, said a weeping Abigail Barwa, whose hardworking spouse, Kutin Giyama, who was 52 at the time, was killed while chasing down the suspects when they tried to rob him in the Rockaways early Saturday. Now, folks, I always want to say, be safe, have some kind of defensive weapon on you, especially if you do a job like this where you're, you know, you have strangers in the car at random times, or you're out at random hours of the night, or just random times in the city alone. You want to have some kind of protection. But unfortunately, if something like this were to occur, give them what they want and live to see another day. It's not worth putting up a fight, especially if there's five of them. From my understanding, I believe there were three boys and two girls. Regardless, you know, you still want to put up a fight. It's just not worth it, especially if you have kids at home. And, geez, this is just a horrible story. Again, Barbara has four young children with Gima, a former accountant from Ghana. Their two older kids, aged 7 and 8, cried at the morning press conference as their mom spoke. The other children are 3 and 5 years old. Man, this is crazy. What a sad, 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 sad story. A GoFundMe for Gima's widow and children has already raised about $19,000. This is a poor, hard-working man. How can you leave your home and not return? This is outrageous. We are angry. We are in disbelief. We want justice, Mateo said, adding he spoke to NYPD Commissioner Keechan Sewell, and she assured us that the NYPD will find those responsible. Well, That was Fernando Mateo, the spokesman for the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers, who announced that these murderers must be caught, and we are offering a $15,000 reward, and all funeral expenses will be covered.
Wow.
By the owners of Big Apple Taxi Fleet Management, where Mr. Guimard worked. Now, that's an amazing thing. I mean, doing DoorDash and Uber and all these things that I do, do you think they would cover my funeral cost if I were to have one? I highly doubt it. But, so shout out to them. That's awesome. And that they're standing behind them and they're offering this reward, $15,000. Guys, if you know anything or were in the area, please reach out to them again. This took place on early Saturday. He was chased down by a group of five men and women who tried to rob him in the Rockaways, according to police. Check this out. Surveillance video taken from a pole near Beach 54th Street and Arvern Boulevard showed Guimard's cab pulling up around 6:20 a.m. and the five passengers fleeing from the back seat, according to law enforcement. Guimard caught up with one of them and held them down, but the rest of the suspects returned and began to beat the driver, the video showed. After the gang assault, Guimard stood up and was punched by a man wearing a black t-shirt and yellow and black pants with a yellow stripe. He fell to the ground backward and hit his head on the sidewalk. According to the footage, and then he was not seen moving after that. That is horrific. That's horrible. Oh man! And then he has all those. The kids are left behind again. This is security footage from the deli from the block bodega across the street. Shows the doomed taxi driver pull up, and then again, second later, three people are seen running from the site west toward Beach Channel Drive. No arrests. Incident occurred within the 101st precinct, where major crimes are down 5% compared to the same time last year, but burglaries are up 11%. Grand larcenies up 15%. Car thefts up 18%, and the number of shooting victims has soared over 29%, according to NYPD data. Wow. That's heartbreaking. Oh, my goodness. The kids didn't even know the father was dead until after a Sunday press conference today, where the oldest one starts crying, thinking they were, figuring out that they were mourning for someone else. The tragic, 8-year-old daughter, the eldest of the four, knew someone was dead since they were all wearing black. She asked mom where dad was. We told her he went back to Africa. But after the press conference, we broke the news to them, and she explained it's custom to not let the kids know about the death when they're very young. Oh, man. And then she fought through tears as she called on Mayor Eric Adams and the NYPD to catch the five suspects who fatally beat her husband in a botched robbery in Queens. Again, if anyone knows anything, they were chased down. Arverne. Arverne? I don't know how to say that word. One of the assailants took a swing at the cabbie, sending him flying to the street where he cracked his head. Oh, he was only 52 years old. Again, this was Saturday morning around 6 a.m. $15,000 reward. If you guys know anything, I don't have words. This is heartbreaking. Well, where's Mayor Adams, right? Mayor Adams, he was elected mayor. He's should be strong on crime. From what I understand, that was his campaign, strong on crime. Oh, here he is. Here he is. He's announcing a $5.5 million investment for the Universal Hip Hop Museum in the Bronx. Can't make this up. $5.5 million for a hip-hop museum in the Bronx. Not $5.5 million for cameras in the Bronx, or more police in the Bronx, or more patrols, squad cars, canines, tasers, guns. No. We need to put a hip-hop museum. That's what we need to do. $5.5 million. Let's see this. Let's look at this museum. Museum will open in a 52,000 square foot space at the Bronx Point development at Mill Pond Park. The museum's new facility will include several gallery spaces, a black box theater, interactive exhibits, and, of course, administrative offices. Wow. Adams contributed $2 million himself, Another $2 million was provided by Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson, and $1.5 million was allocated by the City Council. So the City Council, you guys figured out that this city needed to spend $1.5 million of its tax dollars for a hip-hop museum? You don't think the people living in the city would, I don't know, like to feel safe? They don't want to get robbed going to the fucking museum? The last thing you want to do is, like, I don't know, leave the museum with souvenirs and then get murdered right outside of it. I mean, this is crazy. 52,000 square foot space. $5.5 million. And you have $2 million to donate yourself? You couldn't, if you had to donate $2 million, well, and you're a people's mayor, why didn't you donate it to the city? Why didn't you donate it to the police department, who clearly needs it, who have been clearly handcuffed when it comes to arrests, when it comes to the judicial process that, or lack thereof, in the city? I don't know. Like I said, I'm speechless. Of course, his friends and family of this man who lost his life, the former cabbie, are saying that he was very hardworking. It's a very painful loss. You know, the city needs to do what they can do. And I mean, you know who's stepping up? The taxi drivers. The New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers, $15,000 reward. They're covering the funeral expenses. Shout out to the people on the GoFundMe, giving around $19,000 and climbing. Where's Mayor Adams? Oh, well, he's too busy celebrating his museum. I bet you there'll be a section in with his name on it. Because that's what it looks like it's starting to be, huh, Mayor? It looks like it's starting to be about you. You need to be on the video. You need to be showcased. Look at me. I have $2 million. I love the hip-hop community. But the people are suffering every single day, terrified to walk down their street, terrified to drive a cab, terrified to go around anywhere. But you're safe. And don't forget, if you're ever curious about hip-hop's history, there's a museum waiting for you. This is, man, listen. Listen to these kids. Four young children left behind. Two older kids, ages 7 and 8, cried again at the press conference as their mom spoke. The other children are 3 and 5, described as a responsible, loving, and caring husband. She was joined by more than a dozen relatives, friends, and fellow cab drivers. I don't even know a dozen people, y'all, who would show up to me if I stubbed my, if anything. I don't even, and this person has all these relatives and family who care about him. It's just tragic. It's just tragic. But again, shout out to the tax company for really doing their thing, for really stepping forward and saying, this is, we're not going to sit back and say, hey, it's not our problem. No, they stood up. Again, New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers stood up and did the right thing, and they covered the cost, and I appreciate the company who does that, especially in 2022. It's a rarity. Wow. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Mayor? Tell me what your plan is. What you think, you think people are just going to be cool with this? Do you think they're too dumb? They're just going to see the museum and say, oh, well, crime is up. Crime is up from last year. But the museum looks nice. Is he creating jobs? Is that what he's going to hang his hat on? Like, I created jobs? I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not a politician. I don't know politics as far as running a country or running a city or a state. All I know is that if I was in charge and I'm a person, I'm hired by the people to help the people, I would use the money and the funds that I have to do that. And in my opinion, if my city is suffering, the last thing I would do is put up a museum. I'd put up safety stuff to prevent crime. Maybe it's a radical idea I'm having. I don't know. Could be a Sunday thing. Could be the fact that the sun is in my eye magically. It could be, I'm just frustrated with everything going on. Maybe my video on TikTok is still in an appeal process. Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. Or I'm lost for words. But again, I repeat myself, you got to have some kind of, if you're going to live in the city, you're going to work in the city, you have to have, and especially as a taxi driver, you got to have something on you, man. Mace or something. Something to protect yourself. You got to. You got to. And, you know, don't fight back if there's more than one. You know what I'm saying? I don't recommend it. I don't recommend fighting back, period, if you're unarmed. I mean, just comply and hopefully you live to see another day, especially if you have a family at home waiting for you. So important. So it's tragic. Mayor Adams, I'm not happy with you, sir. I'm very disappointed. But I'm sure you will continue to smile on TV and promote your museum. Well, listen, I don't want to curse too much on this, but it is what it is. What do you guys think? Comment below. If you can, hit me up on at CJ Bronson Show. I got the website, CJ Bronson Show. Again, at Twitter, at CJ Bronson Show. TikTok, CJ Bronson Show. YouTube, guess. It's the same thing, and same with Rumble. I'm everywhere, folks. I'm trying to do some small videos, some long videos, some podcasts, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Just trying to inform you guys and give you a little, you know, a little bit of me, a little bit of stuff that you don't really hear. But I mean, if you're in the city, check out the museum. I mean, when it opens, maybe it's worth the $5.5 million. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just aggravated. But in my mind, I don't think I'm wrong. But if I am wrong, let me know. Comment. All right. Other anything else going on in the news? I don't want to talk about what's going on in the news right now. They're still going after Trump. They're still doing all kinds of stuff. FBI is the FBI. IRS is hiring more agents, and here we are just trying to get by. But that's my Sunday episode. That's my Sunday rant. I'll definitely talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a fantastic day. Don't forget, I love y'all. Bye-bye.